Hi, Dentalway podcast listeners. My name is Sophia Manriquez, and as one of the students, I have always wondered, what drives the school to be the best it can be? What's the secret?
I have a simple answer. From student to student, the secret is that the students and the teachers make it great, especially the teachers. My name is Xander Park, and we are interviewing one of the teachers here at Dentalway, Mr. Chambers.
Hello, everyone. Nice to speak with you today. Thanks for having me.
Mr. Chambers, thank you so much for being here. You help run WEB, correct? The student body that helps fifth graders adjust to middle school. What inspired you to help run it?
Well, I grew up in a military family, so I was new a lot. And so I know what it feels like to be a new kid and to kind of feel lost a little bit. And I wanted to help those kids find a place and feel at home when they're here at Dentalway.
It's very inspiring.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
We are going to ask you some questions.
Okie dokie, I'm ready.
Was teaching your dream job or was it something else? If so, what was that dream job?
Oh, I've had lots of different jobs when I was growing up. I wanted to be a mailman when I was really younger. I love the idea of just walking around, and I wanted to do that. I grew up in a military family, as I said, so I wanted to like design things for the military. When I was in high school, I volunteered for political campaigns, and I was really into politics, and I worked at a summer job one year where I got to work with kids, and it felt like the right place. So here I am.
What do you enjoy most about Dunaway?
What do I enjoy most about Dunaway? Well, the students. This is a fun place. Middle schoolers are weird in all the great ways. It keeps me on my toes. The job is never boring. I have had a lot of boring jobs when I was growing up, and this is certainly not that. There's a lot of great colleagues that I work with as well, and so I've developed a lot of strong friendships and relationships with the people here.
Really cool. What was your favorite subject in school?
I teach language arts, and so it probably was my favorite then. I've always liked to read and always liked to write. But I grew up playing sports, so PE was a great place for me to show off whenever I could. Maybe hard to believe that I played sports back then, but I really did. I really, really did. Mr. Smith can vouch for me.
Who would you say had the biggest influence on who you are today?
Oh, wow. I kind of narrow it down to two. I know it was one person, but two people, my grandpa on my mom's side of the family. I model a lot of my treating people with kindness after him. He was a kind person to everybody and not just his best friends, which was something I noticed as a kid. And then my great aunt Rosie, she was kind of the matriarch of our family. Matriarch is the head woman of the family. And she was just also always very kind and generous, and I learned a lot about that from her.
What's the biggest difference between when you were a kid and kids now?
Well, there's a lot of similarities. Middle schoolers are still middle schoolers. They're still figuring out who they want to be, so I like that part. I mean, they're developing identities. I think sometimes the quickness and the pace of which we expect to find answers, students expect to find answers, is different now. We've got cell phones in our pockets that give us answers. You've got a computer right in front of you that gives us answers all the time. But really, and I tell students this all the time, the real work in life is just that part where you just have to think and work through it. And that's something students are still very capable of doing. It's just, I think, sometimes more challenging for them because they are pretty used to that technology doing a lot of thinking for them.
End off on a fun note.
Okay.
What is the craziest thing you've ever witnessed here at Dunaway?
Craziest thing. I mean, I work with Mr. Murray and Mr. Love, so it seems like everything with those guys is a little bit crazy. The craziest thing I've ever seen here. I don't know. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but one of the things I think about is the winning streak. Here's a plug for that. The winning streak that the staff has against the students in student versus staff competitions. I guess it's not really crazy, but it is one of my favorite things that I get to witness here at Dunaway.
Mm-hmm. Thank you all for listening.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here, Mr. Chambers.
Thank you again.